Exhausted from all the energy he was holding in. Can you believe we've actually got one of them? One of the returned sitting at our kitchen table? Heather finally took her eyes off Tatiana. She looked Matt in the eyes. We've got a child in there, Matt. That's what we've got. Don't talk about her like she's something. But he hardly seemed to hear her.
We've got to talk to it,
he said.
We've got to find out what it remembers. Where it's been.
He took Heather's hand.
Just think of what our lives will be like if we were the first ones to have answers about the returned.
His eyes were wide and bright, like those of a child eager to unwrap a gift.
She's a child,
Heather replied, taking his face in her hands. She's away from her parents and surrounded by strangers, Matt. That's the only thing we need to think about. Later that evening, after Tatiana had eaten everything in sight, cereal and ice cream and frozen pizza, the three of them sat together at the kitchen table. Heather and Matt were on one side, both of them smiling at the returned girl as if they were being interviewed for a job. Heather played with her hair. Matt shifted position over and over again, unable to get himself settled.
You're from Africa?
Matt asked finally. But before Tatiana could answer, Heather intruded.
Are you still hungry? There's some pizza left.
No, thank you,
Tatiana said. In her lap, she wrung her hands nervously.
How old are you?
Matt asked. Then immediately,
that's a fair question, isn't it?
He aimed the question at Heather.
I am 10,
Tatiana said. Her eyes shifted from Matt to Heather and back again. She was smart enough to know that there was tension between the two of them. They were behaving the way her parents behaved when they were fighting and did not want Tatiana to know.
And where do you go to school?
Matt asked.
What's your mother's name?
Heather asked, speaking loudly as if to drown out her husband.
We want to help you find your family, but we've got to at least know who we're looking for.
She smiled as she asked the questions, trying to make the young girl feel at home.
We've got to know a little about the people who love you.
It will be all right, Tatiana's mother said,
but she said it too often for the child to believe it. It was 1994, and Tatiana was not allowed outside. Now and again, she could hear gunshots ringing in the distance, the sound of large trucks moving back and forth, the sound of fighting. Many of the neighbors had already fled to family members in places more stable than this. But Tatiana's mother refused to leave. She lived in front of the television now, searching for her husband. At breakfast, Tatiana's mother flitted about the kitchen nervously, moving back and forth from the stove to the window, as if expecting something or someone. Tatiana sat at the kitchen table and swung her small legs back and forth and watched her mother. There were three places set, even though Tatiana's father had not been seen for several days now.
Did you finish your math problems last night?
Her mother asked.
Yes,
Tatiana replied.
Good. Even if the school is closed, that is no excuse not to learn. Never forget that.
The school had been closed for almost a week now as the country fell deeper into chaos. But Tatiana's mother was resolved that her daughter should not suffer. These times would pass, she believed. And once they did, normalcy would return. It was the only way the world could be, wasn't it? Throughout breakfast, the empty place where Tatiana's father should have been was like a whirlpool, quietly consuming any semblance of solace or comfort from the house. Tatiana's mother had bags under her eyes each morning, and she drifted through conversations as though her body were speaking all on its own. Most mornings, like this one, she hardly spoke at all. The tension was making Tatiana's head hurt.
When is father coming home? She asked. Soon,
her mother said without hesitation, as if she had long ago submitted to the inevitability of the question.
He is working extra hours, Tati. That's all.
Tatiana chewed her food slowly, debating how much she felt she could press the issue. Outside, a truck passed by, bringing with it the acrid smell of burning diesel, an odor that lately seemed to penetrate every corner of Tatiana's small village. Neither of them spoke, and long after the truck was gone, Tatiana could not help but linger in the silence it left behind, hoping it would be broken by the sound of her father's key turning in the front door. When